Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Aerosmith bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Diana Furchtgott-Roth. She's the manager of the and leader of the economics21.org website for the Manhattan Institute. Outstanding. Folks, if you want to see some serious, honest, accurate analysis of what's going on in public policy, especially the regulatory world, you need to know about this, and nobody does it better than Diana and her team. Diana, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your leadership over the years. You've been a stalwart supporter of the honest reporting on and analysis of all the things that are going on out there, and small businesses have benefited from your work, whether they knew it or not, and we appreciate that.
Well, thanks so much. And if any of your listeners want to get our daily e-brief in their inbox at 8:45 every morning, they just have to sign up for it on our website, economics21.org.
You'll like it,
sign
folks.
Up for the daily e-brief.
It's plain English, and it comes in like clockwork, just like she said. Okay, Diana, let's talk about the economy. I'm going to make a statement here, and I want you to weave, whether you agree with me or not, I want you to weave your response into what you think the economy needs to do to start growing. I have this sick feeling that what I consider to be the irrational bounce, the Trump bounce that the Wall Street group has gotten since November 9th, that bounce, which of over 10%, into unbelievable record, almost mythical levels now, over 20,000, that is going, if that starts diffusing, if that starts, the air starts coming out of it, that impact will derail the Main Street recovery and growth in from recovery into expansion before it even gets out of the ground. What do you think?
Well, I think that's right. I think that they are both caused, the Main Street and the Wall Street, are both caused by the expectation of tax reform.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not going to get tax reform, then we're not going to get, then both the Wall Street and the Main Street bounce are going to go away. I think they are caused by the same thing.
But here's the thing, though. What upsets me about this, Diana, is Wall Street's already clipping their coupons on the bounce. Small businesses aren't. My polling shows that only about one-third are even seeing any kind of chinging at their registers because of any customer optimism and any exuberance by customers. Two-thirds are not, and I don't see that happening for a few months now. And in the meantime, we could have a correction on Wall Street that could stop all that, and that's what I'm worried about.
Well, I'm very worried about it, too. I'm worried that if tax reform does not get through, then basically a lot of the bounce is going to go away and small businesses are going to be hurt. Small
right.
businesses are going to be some of the primary beneficiaries from tax reform as offshore earnings comes back to the
That's
United
right.
States.
And gets reinvested in the main marketplace. Yeah, absolutely. Keep going.
So as there are fewer inversions, then funds are going to come back. Also, rates are going to go down. And that's the only way that President Trump is going to get his 3 to 4% growth that he wants to have.
How much of a setback for tax reform was last week's failure on the health care thing? There was a lot of tax cuts that were loaded into that bill that were going to be a pretty darn good foundation under the tax reform, the focused tax reform that they're working on right now. That was going to be a foundation for that, wasn't it? And now they've got to go find another $1 trillion somewhere, don't they?
Well, that is one problem, that they won't have some of the funds that CBO calculated that they would have. That's problem number one. problem number two, which is a more overarching problem, I think, is that this shows that any small group of members can just derail the leadership's reform effort. And this is going to embolden every small group on Capitol Hill. And as everybody knows, with tax bills, there are many winners and also many losers. Especially with the CBO's effort for revenue neutrality. You're going to lower the rates, but something's going to have to be reformed. That's what fundamental tax reform is.
And that's one of the things, that revenue neutrality thing, the money that they're not going to get from the health care reform, they've got to go find that money somewhere else to maintain the neutrality, the revenue neutral status, don't they?
Right, or else they won't be able to lower rates as much, which is not going to give us as much growth.
And we're talking about over $1 trillion, aren't we?
Right, exactly, yes, yes. Well, I haven't quite given up on health care reform yet, so I still hope...
Oh, I asked that question last week. I asked one of my experts last week, is this the end of the healthcare efforts, and they at that time they said yes, but this week they're making another run at it, it looks like.
Well, I think that given that the Republicans ran on a platform of repealing it, you can't just give it up. And just because the president says I'm moving on to something else, the president signs into legislation what Congress sends him. If Congress will pass an Affordable Care Act repeal, I'm sure the president is going to sign it. So it's really up to Congress.
Well, the Republican Party needs to start governing, doesn't it?
It really does, yes. Yes, it needs to start fulfilling
the promises
that it
ran on. Do you see any kind of adjustments happening over there?
You know, they are definitely trying. They are definitely trying, and we have to hope that they come together.
Yeah, I agree. Dinah Fritz-Scott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen. Economics21.org is the website where she resides and her team. I encourage you to check it out. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Diana. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.